Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalber, and with us are our guests.
Hi, I'm Alicia Deringer.
And I am Beth Schaller.
All right. Alicia and Beth, what are y'all's experience with sound?
Well, I'm a musician, yes. So most of my experience as an adult has been with sound. Growing up, my mother is a rapper, actually, so I guess it's always been in my life. That's basically my experience with sound has been music.
Now, would you say like late 80s or early 90s rapper?
Oh, she was born in 75, started rapping when she was like 13.
Whoa.
And then she still raps today. She's like low-key kind of TikTok famous, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Lady D Fool.
Add Lady D Fool on TikTok. Beth?
I'm Beth. I am a human person, so...
Experience with sound.
I think regrettably, my experience with sound is something that, you know, is going on in the background. Maybe like a podcast or... No offense to podcasts. They're great. I love them. But music, the dishwasher. I don't know. I'm not a musician. I think I take sound for granted. Yeah. So you guys are here to prove me wrong, hopefully.
What are y'all's experience with music? Which you kind of got into.
Yeah, I got into that a little bit. So I grew up actually primarily in sports. So I didn't really start playing an instrument until I was 15. And then when I was 15, like, you know, you're 15 years old, so you're like super angsty and emotional. And I had just dropped out of high school. And so I was like pretty isolated and emotional and a teenage girl. So music kind of helped me navigate through all of those hormones and experiences. Yeah. So for me, it was kind of a processing tool more than anything.
Yeah.
My first experience with music, I was in the sixth grade and I started playing the clarinet for my junior high's band. And I played all the way through the 12th grade and I was the worst clarinet player in history.
Last chair?
Yeah, last chair. As a senior, they were like, please quit.
No!
And man. I didn't.
That's good. Good on you. Yeah. Like, holding it out.
Yeah, ask me if I know a single note on the clarinet. No.
Yeah. So what does sound mean to y'all?
You want me to go first again?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, sound... I mean, not everyone can hear sound, right? Mm-hmm. But it's still a vibration that you can feel.
Yeah.
So for me, it is cliche to say, but a universal language that everyone can identify with, whether it be metal or R&B or like whatever it is. There's a type of sound that can connect with your body and like your spirit that for me is comforting. For other people, it might not be. But
you resonate with it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say vibrations, too.
Good.
But I've always thought of sound as something that is peaceful and relaxing, which is why I kind of think it's been in the background of my life. You know, something that's there to calm me down and to take refuge in. In fact, all of my Spotify playlists are just, like, white noise and rain sounds because I have anxiety and... that is what I like to fall asleep to and relax to.
What does music mean to y'all? Which is kind of just a broader, what does sound mean?
My music is fun.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't touched on that aspect of it. I don't know, I have been having like the worst day like imaginable and gone to a live show and watched people just immerse themselves in their music and have a great time on stage and it just translates over to you and then you can't have a bad time at a good show.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, that's good. Yeah. Man, when I think of music, I think of you. Because you've just showed me so much music and all of the songs that I like, I want to share with you. So.
That's something too. It creates a community.
Yeah. You know? Something absolutely. You want to share. Yeah.
And I would, I say this to a lot of people, I would argue that even talking, like what we're doing right now, is music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, once you go into the cosmological things of space and nature, sound is unique to Earth.
Right.
Because in space, there's no sound. It's a vacuum, you know. Yeah. So we have the perfect atmosphere for that. And so it really is a sacred thing to our existence.
Yeah, right. And it's not even just to humans.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's like everything. The leaves even make sounds.
The dolphins, you know. They're super smart.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I've always wondered, like, what developed first, you know, sound, like music or language? Because if you think about it, you know, music is, it probably started off with just grunting and rhythm,
which is natural.
Yeah, and that's not too different than how we communicate. So I've always wondered, maybe someone knows this fact, but I've always wondered what developed first, like music or language?
If I had to guess, like, I would say maybe
I would say music.
Like a musical language.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Let's say that, like, me thinking of a caveman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a Neanderthal. They have to communicate, even if they can't, like, talk like we are, you know?
Yeah.
They have to use a certain set of sounds, like, even if it's, like, hitting a stick against a rock.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, in a certain way, it's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how they communicate. So that is kind of a musical... Yeah. That's percussion.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's how animals communicate. They don't use words.
Yeah.
Right.
But they have their own kind of language, which goes back to music being mm-hmm. kind of a universal language.
Yeah. What do y'all hear right now?
This AC.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard it kick on a minute ago.
Yeah, I hear AC.
And then there's one over there as well.
Yes.
By the energy house.
I think if we listened really, really closely, we might hear leaves, but...
Leaves and birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hearing's kind of shot from all the live music.
Man, I wish that wasn't a thing, you know? Like, I wish live music made your hearing even better, you know? Like,
dude, I'd be, like, bionic, like...
You might need to become bionic to fix your hearing.
Okay. I'm the same. Make a sound.
Ooh. Was that an owl?
I don't know. It was a sound.
Okay. I have the sheep noise. That
oh, yes. Do it. Do it.
That's really good. Make sounds.
I don't know how to make sounds.
Those sounds. Make a sound that... you think only you could produce.
Oh, man.
And that's comedy.
And that's it. And one joke.
Comes in threes.
I don't know if I can... I'm not good at making sounds outside of singing, really. Or with an instrument.
Just a sound you think you could produce.
Oh, a sound I can... I'm a good whistler.
You're a good whistler.
Make a cool sound.
Don't make me do it again. I was gonna make what I imagine wind of the mountains sounds like. Because that's probably cool. Like,
so like you can't hear that sound then, huh?
Like this is what it feels like to chew 5 gum.
Make a not cool sound.
Boo!
I'm gonna make a sound of what I would imagine it would feel like to be like in a furnace, because that's not cool. That's hot, like,
yeah.
And that's what it feels like to chew red hots.
Sing a note.
Me.
Sing a high pitch note.
Shit.
That was good.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, you're stealing my sounds now, huh?
I don't know any other sounds. It's all the sounds.
Sing a low pitch note.
It sounds like like people, like the parrots in Charlie Brown.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sing what you think is a B flat, and any guess is fine. Listeners at home will know.
They are going to be like, get out of here.
I am a musician.
Get out of here, clarinet player.
But having perfect pitches...
I don't have it.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't even know theory. I don't even know what a B-flat looks like.
Yeah. Sing a number of notes. Or string.
Mm-bop, 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 ba-dum-bop.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Improvise a lyricless song together.
Like Sims, like
am I supposed to do that? Who's the best boy in the world?
No, that's lyrics. Lyricless.
Didn't you say?
Yeah, lyricless.
Oh, lyricless.
But I mean, if you want to have lyrics, I mean.
No, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, that's fine. Name something that makes a sound.
A bell.
Farts.
Become that sound.
No, okay.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
Okay, this is so bad, but I love when somebody opens a can of soda.
Oh, crunchy leaves.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Crunchy leaves are good. It's also, silence in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's a good sound. Nothing.
You don't know what that sounds like anymore.
I don't.
I always wake her up.
Oh my god!
Ah! The sprinklers!
Now, I don't know if those come on or not on purpose, but... Maybe they're trying to kick us out. That's BS. Over here. Sorry, listeners, we're relocating to another table because of sprinklers and water. Okay. Sound of a can opening, sound of joy, and sound of silence. What is a sound that bothers you?
Birds chirping.
Really?
I don't like it at all. I'm also really afraid of birds.
Oh, okay, so that connects.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is universally hated by anyone, but I can't stand nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Like, it physically pains me.
That screech.
Yeah.
The Ice Cream Man song, I'm not super into that. It's just...
Drum on something.
Oh, that's not loud enough. Ow!
We're just hitting each other.
Domestic abuse!
Yeah! No.
No, this domestic percussion.
So, domestic beating. Rhythmic beating.
Can y'all beatbox?
Not very well.
Absolutely not.
My mom's actually really good at beatboxing from, you know, being a rapper in the 90s. So I never got good at it, but I could do like a... Wicky wicky walk!
And she does that and then I come in with a...
The reef. Yeah. imitate flatulence.
Oh, I got this.
That's good. Okay. That's what I got.
Nope. That sounds exactly like your car. Don't even
say it, Harry.
Called out. Make an animal call.
Meh. Cuckoo.
Manipulate your voice.
Pock the call. The pock. It's my Jersey accent.
Man. How do you manipulate your voice? You give me an example.
Be old or talk really fast or talk really slow.
Well, back in my day, we used to just get...
mimic someone without revealing who it is, either someone you know or a celebrity.
Oh, no. Mimic someone without revealing who it is, either someone you know or a celebrity. Guess who it was?
Can't say.
All right. Goddamn.
I said goddamn. name an instrument.
Guitar.
The oboe.
Become that instrument.
Oh no. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. This is the most annoying sound in the world.
Is that an oboe sound?
That's an oboe sound. Oh. I don't know. It's not a flute. It's not a clarinet. What is it? Why does it exist?
I know. With a reed? All right. So now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute. What did y'all hear and experience?
Heard the sprinklers go off.
Yeah.
And I experienced a slight existential dread on everything I just said.
On everything?
Not everything, but just, you know, just.
Well, I heard the sprinklers go off, and then I heard some birds, which we couldn't hear before the sprinklers. Mm-hmm. And I had this thought, so I've been practicing mindfulness, which I think is, you know, kind of trendy right now, but still important.
Trendy.
And I listened to this, I don't know, it's like a talk show or something recently about how people are so bad at being bored. And there was this one study where the participants could either choose to just sit in silence or shock themselves.
Shock?
Yeah, like physically harm themselves, like just for something to do. And this one, like most people chose to shock themselves instead of
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like even the act of hurting yourself is basically trying to bring you out of the boredom. And so now that's something that, like, you're thinking of, because it's like, oh, I just shot myself, ha ha ha,
right.
or I'm in pain, you know, like,
and
anything.
Thinking about the pain,
just
yeah.
any kind of stimulation.
Wow. Yeah.
And so for the first 20 seconds I was like, don't laugh, don't fart. And then I was like, oh, this is boring. And then I was like, can I just be here, like, and be present, you know?
Yeah.
So
when was that?
Just now.
No, I mean the study.
I don't know.
Oh, do you know how long they had to sit there?
I think it was like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. You could
15 minutes, maybe.
Some people can't do that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Can y'all name an onomatopoeia or a word that describes a sound?
Boom.
Thunder? Is that supposed to... That's supposed to describe a sound, right?
I think
it's... Because it's describing lightning sound, right?
That's a good question, but more like something like smack
clap.
Or clap.
Zoom?
Zoom, that's a kind of, yeah, that's a good one, like a car. Zoom.
So clap.
Creak.
Yeah, creak. Yeah,
creak, okay.
Yep. Clap.
I like
snap.
A good clap. I can do a good
snap.
One.
Snap. Bop it, twist it, neglect it, deflect it.
Whistle.
I can't do it.
Stomp. Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
Huh. Not like a specific sound, but when I think about sounds, my mind, like, just then immediately went to, like, cooking in the kitchen with, like, my family growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And just music and everyone dancing.
And the sounds of that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the sound of my mom getting ready for work in the morning when I was a kid, like, she would, like, turn on the coffee maker and then the shower, and, like, I'd hear, like, you know, her keys and stuff like that. I don't know why that came to mind, but...
Oh, that's super sentimental.
Yeah.
That makes me think of the same thing with my dad. Hum the first song that you can think of.
Closer.
What songs were those?
Mine was the beginning of Monster with, like, Kanye West and Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
All them.
That was Into the Void by Fleetwood Mac. That was Row, Row, Row Your Boat by Pink Floyd.
Can y'all remember the first song that stood out to you?
Yes, it was Aaliyah, Rock the Boat.
Really? Why
yes.
That one? I feel like you would be really young when that came out.
I was. My mom would sing it all the time when I was going to take a bath. We'd listen to it while she was, like, heating up water on the stove to pour into it.
Oh, that's a good memory. I think Make Some Room by The Suffers. I don't know. It was just, I discovered it when I was, like, going through a lot. And then I think when we first started dating, that was a song that we really enjoyed listening to and dancing to together.
Oh. And have they been... How long have The Suffers been around?
Since I've lived in Houston,
yeah.
Which was 7 years ago, but before that... Because I know Cam Franklin used to make music with a lot of my friends that I made when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So, I don't know.
World.
Yeah.
What is a sound that you think of a lot?
birds chirping in the morning.
Oh, that horrible sound on Outlook when you get an email. Ding or whatever it does.
Yeah.
I haven't used Outlook.
Oh, it's
that sound must be.
Yeah, and she works from home now, so it's like all day,
oh,
just
gosh.
Like
it's like a weird PTSD trigger for me.
Bill Gates, if you're hearing this, yeah. What's up with that? What sound do you think you hear the most?
Birds chirping in the morning. Nah. probably my neighbor walking upstairs, because you can hear every step he makes, and I spend most of my time at home, yeah. And so does he.
It's an old house.
Yeah.
I have to say again, probably Outlook notifications.
Oh, gosh. That stinks.
It's horrible. Stay in school, kids. You can get a job. Traumatized by Outlook.
Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Yes. I don't even know if it's a real one, but in Juno, like, the guy that was gonna adopt her kid made jingles and made one.
Right.
It was like, titanium power. Get much now for the power. And then it, like, trails off, so I don't even know how it really goes. But it just, like, pops in my head sometimes.
I can't remember that one. I think, I don't know if this counts, but we sing to our dogs a lot. So I always, like, have, like, songs that we sing to our dogs stuck in my head. So one of them goes, who's the best dog in the world? It's Percy. Or we'll, like, say the other dog's name.
Usually it's Percy.
Usually it's Percy.
I wish people did that for each other.
Yeah!
I'll tell you that. Like, gosh, what a world. We could be as happy as those dogs, you know?
Who's the best podcaster in the world?
It's Sean.
What? Oh my gosh! Y'all just made my day, my life. I'll never be the same again. I'll always be chasing this moment.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, right. What is an album that you really enjoy?
Oh man, so many. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Ooh,
that's one of.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I was going through. Portlandia again the other day, and St. Vincent was on an episode, and she named her album Miss Education.
Oh, really?
After that.
Oh, so, dope.
Or Mass Education. And I was like, man, I guess I should check out that.
I didn't know that.
Album.
I like St. Vincent. I also like any Hiatus Coyote album ever, and they're coming out with a new one this month.
Yeah, on like 26 or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, so soon.
So excited.
They just put out another single, but I haven't listened to it.
Oh, it's so good. It has like this really funky bass line in it. It cuts into a lot of different genres, but like stays the same unique sound that they have. It's incredible.
That jazz funk.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Intelligent jazz funk, I would even say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to say The Suffers' debut album, The Suffers.
You really like Courtney Barnett's album,
I love
too.
Courtney Barnett. That's
I don't know what
one.
It's called. But
man, I cannot think of the name of her album, the first one.
Is it self-titled, maybe? I don't know.
It might be.
The audience knows. They can Google it. What was the first album that you owned or bought?
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Classic.
My first CD I ever bought.
God, mine was either some terrible, like, country album that my mom bought me, like, Tim McGraw or something. Or it was Simple Plan.
Wow.
One of those.
That makes sense.
One of those. Because there's no such thing as a country emo. Except there is.
Yeah, there is now.
There is now.
Now there's country rap. Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make?
Did that pick up? No, probably not. I was trying to blow into my water bottle, but it didn't work.
It might just be very quiet.
I would like to be able to hold one note ever. That would be cool.
Like forever?
No, just like, just hold it.
Just once in
just
her
once.
Life.
Just once in my life.
You got it. I believe in you.
Give me a note.
I don't know notes.
I don't know either.
We just went over this.
That sounded flat. Okay.
No, that was it.
That was it. That was the sound I wanted to make.
Even, like, flat sounds, there are B flats and A flats, and that's still an important note.
Still resolve it.
You did it.
Thanks, guys.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
Sounds that we wish to say?
No. I mean, I think of sounds in my head when I'm trying to write music all the time that I can never get, but it's kind of cool that it's in my head and no one else will overhear it.
I guess I would wish to say that I'm happy to be here. Speaking is a sound, and that is a thing that I wish to say, and I said it.
What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
What do you think squirrels sound like when they're snoring?
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is a really good
one. Now I'm pondering that. if a tree falls in the forest and somebody did hear it, what would it sound like?
Oh, twist.
Plot twist.
Didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
What would it sound like? All right, and our last guest, Nisha Crossley, asks y'all, what instrument is most pleasing to your ears?
Cello.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Man, what's that really big wood instrument that they play in, like, those, like...
In, like, jazz bands?
No. Like a... Ordu or something like that?
Oh, a didgeridoo?
A didgeridoo! That one.
That's the most pleasing sound to hear, really?
Yes.
Interesting. Wow.
That's a unique sound.
Never even heard you listen to dubstep.
That's not... What? Yep,
Skrillex. The electronic didgeridoo.
Skrillex really turned me on to the didgeridoo.
Do y'all have any plugs before we go? What's going on in y'all's life?
So we're both moving to Pennsylvania in August. We're having a going away party / my band Texture Yellow's last show, which will be July 25th at Rudyard's.
Oh my gosh, I never even considered that.
Yeah.
No.
Doors are at 7. Okay. But it's free. It's donation based. Like, we will take money because, you know, we're moving and that's expensive. But if you don't have money, neither do we, so it's okay.
I will be there also, and I would really encourage everyone to come and see Texture Yellow's last show while she's in Houston. Mm-hmm.
And Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Oh, my Venmo is at Cats and Boobs.
I only accept hard cash.
Dang.
So.
Cold pillow over here.
Or valuable coins. So.
Do you collect valuable coins?
No. Really, what? Does anyone?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
My grandma does.
Or gold. Gold bars would be good, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, thanks for being on, y'all.
Thank you.
For having us.
And thank y'all for listening.
Hi, I'm Alicia Deringer.
And I am Beth Schaller.
Woo! Shut up.
Do re mi fa sol la ti fa. This is the most annoying sound in the world. Boom.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Creek.
Farts. Farts. Farts.